Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This hour is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
Why should Bulls fans believe that you're the person who's going to steer this franchise back to prominence, and what is your plan to do so?
3.5 years ago, we put a group together, and that didn't work. Right now, we're taking a step back a little bit and got younger, but we in complete control of our draft picks, and looking forward to what we can do the rest of the season, and we'll go to the draft and free agency, try to improve our team.
That was Arturas Karnišovas, who we know is not speaking next week after the NBA draft, or at least the first round. That is going to be Mark Eversley, the Bulls general manager. We go live now to the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. This is Rahimi and Harris on the Score. And we are joined by the man, the myth, the legend, the human wrecking ball himself. It is Joe Calley, the Suntime Bulls reporter and the host of the Bulls Recap podcast. Joe, how are you?
What's up, kids?
I think the last time we talked to you, we had the idea to call you after Tibbs got let go by the Knicks. And the blowtorch that you took to everything, I think there's still smoldering remains after what happened that week. So we're pretty excited to have you on.
Well, I can say this. It's not my story to exactly tell, but the scumminess that went on this past year behind closed doors with the Knicks, they should all be ashamed, and they'll all get what they have coming, because the way it's playing out. I mean, if you want to be a scumbag and you want to be a cockroach and just survive in this league, you'll eventually be exposed, and I think there's going to be a lot of people at the Garden. They're going to be exposed the next couple of years. All those good feelings that have been built the last couple of years with New York and then the Knicks and the fan base and the electricity that was going on the last couple of years just evaporated, because scumbags are scumbags, and we're all going to see it play out. That's what I'm looking forward to.
It is a story as old as time, a story not quite that old, but is getting older with each passing day, Joe, is the story of the Chicago Bulls front office and the maybe lack of accountability, or maybe it's just the lowered expectations of what passes for a good product because the building is filled. What can you tell us about what's going on with the front office in Chicago and whether or not they are indeed getting extensions all the way around?
Well, I think the extensions for the suits is done. And I don't think it was over this last week. I'm 99.9% sure from the people I've talked to that Arturas has been done for a while. And that goes without saying. I mean, I think he has the trust of the Reinsdorfs, whether it's fair or unfair in the eyes of the fan base, whether they feel like he warranted that or deserved it. He has a great selling point to extend him and to go ahead and have that done, for the simple fact of the books clear after this upcoming season. and they'll have a lot of flexibility, financial flexibility. And who knows what still opens up with this offseason and moves that are floating around and rumors out there. So it's safe to say Arturas has been done for months and was probably done either near the end of the season or just when the season ended. And then it's just a matter of the order of things. When you're the executive, you make sure that you have your general manager and then he still wants to do the job. So Mark Eversley was done, and now it's Billy Donovan's turn. And they don't really consider themselves the days of Gar Pax and then the coach and that pecking order being very clear have kind of died down. I will say this. The one thing that if you're a coach for the Bulls right now, the big change between what it was under Gar Pax is it's a democracy, and you get the freedom to say what you want and the freedom to hear things when you want to hear them and have a say in it. So Billy Donovan's in a great position. I think he loves the relationship he has with the front office. And so it was just the order of things that kind of play out. They weren't going to extend Billy and not have have a lame duck front office. That just doesn't work. So Billy Donovan's just kind of the final piece of this puzzle.
And also, Joe, of course, we're referring to the report from Drew Stevens, who had the tweet yesterday saying, on the heels of the reports that the Bulls and Billy Donovan have begun contract negotiations, Arturas Karnišovas and Mark Eversley have already had their deals extended. He said a source told It's the Bigs Media, on Tuesday. So that was the tweet we saw come down last night. And that's the thing, is we knew that there had been some clandestine element when it came to the extensions that were originally discussed regarding Billy Donovan the last time this happened. Joe, you talked about it a lot, just how we didn't know. I understand that at least we're getting some information now, but how do you compare and contrast when this happened the last time, where there were extensions that we didn't know about until much later?
Well, I mean, it's important to clear up that, like I said, Arturas was done for a while. So this isn't like the front office just had theirs done and now it's Billy's turn. That's not the way this is playing out. And the New York thing had nothing to do with it. They approached Billy with the contract extension right after the season and basically told him, look, this is going to get done. And Billy was not concerned about it. It wasn't like, oh, crap, the Knicks have come a-knocking, so we got to make sure we have our guy and extend him. That's not the way it's played out. And it seems like for anyone that has that misconception, you can go ahead and erase that. I mean, this is not a big surprise. What will be a surprise if do they officially announce Billy Donovan or do they stay in secrecy? Jerry Reinsdorf's take has always been, it's my business, what I do at my front office, and none of your business. And that's fine. But I think the coaching thing is bizarre, because if you're proud of your coach and you're proud of the job he's done, go ahead and announce that and let that fan base know. It almost is like they did this with the White Sox too. It's almost in shame it gets leaked that the coach or the manager was extended. And it's almost like they're trying to hide it. So I hope they take a different approach when it's official with Billy Donovan. But yeah, the front office has been done for a while. Talks with Billy started right after the season. He knew this is how it was going to play out. And the New York rumblings have nothing to do with any of this.
Joe Cowley, Sun-Times Bulls reporter, host of the Bulls Recap Podcast, on with us here on Raheem and Harris. And Joe, you break up a good point about the way that they kind of announce or don't announce those things. I'll say this. When the Cubs signed Jed Hoyer, they should parade that man around town if things are going the way they're going right now. I can understand why the Bulls / White Sox aren't exactly heralding anything. There's not much to herald as far as the on-the-field, on-the-court product if you have expectations as a city and as a fan base. I will ask you this, because it's the thing that's percolating for me personally. They cannot, I think it would be borderline criminal, sign Josh Giddey without that man signing an offer sheet somewhere, unless it is at a rate that is amenable to them. Do you see that happening?
I could see them out of good faith go ahead and just offering him a contract, because I think they have a pretty good feel of what he's going to be offered, which I think is different from the Patrick Williams thing, where they really just took a flyer and just said, this is what we're offering. You bid against themselves before it hit the market. The Josh Giddey thing, the way it's played out, the only thing I would say is there's only one team that really has the money, and he, because of his age, fits the wave of player that they have right now, and that's Brooklyn. So maybe you do want to bring Brooklyn to the card table and see their cards. But at the same time, the going rate for what he did the second half of the season is $30 million a year. Do you want to test his ire, play that game of chicken with him, and say, well, we're going to let the market bid for you, and then if there's no bid or if there's a weak bid, then we'll go ahead and match it. And then you have a distrust that Zach LaVine never got over. Zach LaVine never had a trust for the old regime and how they did things, and he didn't have a lot of trust for this new regime when he finally left. So do you want to have that kind of culture or don't you? And so, but early in the year, I would have said it was malpractice if they did that. But I think Josh Giddey showed enough where they have a pretty good feel that $30 million is going to be the market value for him.
30 seems like a lot, Joe. I'm just saying 30 for as far as being a shrewd business person and knowing how the second apron works and everything else.
Everyone in that draft class where he was picked from, that's the going rate. Suggs, all of those guys. So, I mean, that's just where that slots. I mean, that's the business of basketball at this point.
I also think, Joe, that when we're asking the question, and Marshall brought up the second apron, because I think we're seeing these new cap realities and the new tax realities play out real time. You know, that's partially why the Thunder and the Pacers are in the finals, for example. And I understand that part of it, but it does make you wonder how much financial flexibility this next season the Bulls are going to have at all. Like, say they do want to move somebody. They might have to help pay some of the salary if it's Vooch, for example. You know, how do you see that playing out if this is the money that's being dedicated to Giddey?
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily they're going to have to pay some of the salary. If the package is right, whether it's a Kuminga thing and it's a sign and trade with his contract and Vooch is part of the package, Coby White, you know, we just saw what Bane got. Coby White is nowhere the defensive player that Bane is, but he's a hell of a scorer. And when you have teams in the East now seeing a hole, okay, Indiana, do they feel this thing could be duplicated next year? Boston is going to be without their best player in Jason Tatum for likely all of last season or next season. Cleveland, okay, great regular season team. But and New York, you know, like I said, the dysfunction in New York. The East is kind of opening up where teams can get aggressive, and we already saw Orlando do that. So, you know, it's actually by sitting there and putting his hands behind his head and doing absolutely nothing except be mediocre, Arturis Karnosoros has had a great offseason by everything that's happened around him, and he's done absolutely nothing. It's just the landscape that he's operating in right now. So there may be a market for Vooch, and there may be a market for Coby White. And we'll see how that plays out the next 6 weeks or so, because I think this NBA offseason is about to get really, really crazy. I'd be shocked if a lot of crazy things don't start happening.
I love the idea that the chaos can be something that by standing pat, Arturis Karnišovas benefits from, because I'm wondering how are they going to get the assets to be in position to get a guy when they actually need a guy. And if you think there's a possibility that something can work with this Nikola Vucevic, Jonathan Kuminga thing, I'm interested to hear about it, because I'm highly interested in pairing Kuminga with the other players you have, and that's whether Coby White leaves or goes.
Well, yeah, Vooch was on the radar for Golden State last year.
Right.
That's the fact. We've all reported that. Casey Johnson, myself, I mean, that, you know, we know enough about what Mike Dunleavy was looking at to know that, yes, Vooch was serious radar. So, and they still have a problem there. They still need, you know, that punch and that outside shooting and playmaking from a five would fit really nicely there. So, you know, who knows? It's going to be, like I said, it's going to be interesting. I think it's going to be a crazy, crazy offseason in the NBA.
We are talking to Sun Times Bulls reporter Joe Calley, the host of the Bulls Recap podcast. This segment is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. I do want to ask you about that Desmond Bane trade, because you know how I feel about the Luka one and the assets that were involved. At least there were four first-round picks that came with the acquisition of Bane. And also, going back to what you said about just the wildness that could happen when free agency officially begins in the NBA, Yeah. Do you think that's a precursor of just what it takes for a team to value somebody, and what it might take to get the deal done when there are financial issues that may come with some of these contracts?
Yeah, and I think it also shows on the other side of it that NBA teams like Memphis are starting to understand that you can really only link yourself to two guys, and then it's going to come down to role players or young guys stepping up, or if you're Oklahoma City, just a year after year of draft picks and more talent coming your way to the point where you're going to have to start trading some of those draft picks, although you don't have to trade them to the Bulls because they don't ask for them in trades. So, it's an interesting time because team building is a little bit different now. I'm not 100% agreeing with Arturas that you build the team out. I still think you need that it guy, and I think that's been on display, especially by OKC, who, you know, on some nights has two it guys. But I think that the other side of Orlando trade is Memphis showing, hey, you can really only afford two of these dudes, and then it's about building the right roster around it, building it out to a certain point, but also making sure that the two dudes you have are lock and step and really work well together. And so, I think that's the other side of it. There it comes with a heavy cost. I mean, I think the NBA was preparing for the first and second apron, but I don't think the reality of it slapped them in the face until the February trade deadline that just passed. And now you're seeing teams start to get a feel of the waves and understand what this thing should look like. And it just so happens that I think OKC has been ahead of the game. I think Golden State's been ahead of the game, understanding what they wanted to do and preparing for this. I'm anxious to see how it kind of plays out.
The OKC Indiana Pacers, to have those two teams in the finals in this moment, how much has that kind of advanced that idea for everyone understanding the second apron and what the future ramifications will be?
Well, I definitely think there's some of that involved, but, you know, I also look at, you know, they've been the best two teams since January. And so, you know, I mean, Indiana overcame a lot of injuries early on and guys, you know, finding their way and finding their role. OKC, I think, wire to wire, has been one of the best teams. But what's being lost in this, yeah, they play with pace and, you know, they do some different things, and both of them, shoot threes and play the way that they want to play. But at the end of the day, since January, both of them have been really good defensively. And that's where I think Arturas has kind of lost his way, understanding that there is another side to this. And look, obviously, Modest, you know, the reports from their workouts in L.A. a couple of weeks ago was Modest is sick. Modest is a freaking headache in waiting for the rest of the league. That remains to be seen, but he added the muscle, and now he's playing behind that muscle already. So, that's good news because I think he could be probably the face of their team and a two-way player, and then we'll see what they do with this upcoming draft. But you need to – there's different components to this, and the idea that you could just build a team out, have depth, play with pace, and boom, you're right there. Arturas is fooling himself. You need to be able to stop these dudes and stop these high-paced teams and make life difficult for them. You just can't run with them. And as the playoffs showed, those two teams came out, but the playoffs were all about 80s roughhouse basketball physicality, and the Bulls are nowhere close to that. So Arturas still has a lot to do with this roster if he thinks he's close.
Oh, yeah. In fact, if you hated the way the regular season looked, yeah, I feel like the finals and the playoffs were actually for you, you know, like that demographic.
Right, right.
I also want to ask you this, Joe, because we hadn't talked to you since Aaron Rodgers is officially now a Steeler. What,
didn't I tell you everybody to relax? I said relax.
You did.
I think Aaron Rodgers wanted the theater, Joe. I don't necessarily think it was everybody else.
No, there was an agreement in place. It was just go ahead, finish your business, and come back and be ready to grab number 7. I mean, that's what this is about. It's about his legacy and the legacy of the Standard. So, yeah, it's hard to explain all of this to Chicago football fans.
Wow.
I mean, they're just kind of, I hope we got the right coach and quarterback. I hope we got a quarterback that could throw for 4,000 yards. I mean, it's like kindergarten finger painting. So to have to explain, like, fine art to them is just difficult.
I will be talking to Joe about this after the Steelers go 9-8. And until the meantime, Joe, I know your birthday's tomorrow. Happy birthday.
It's actually today.
Oh, it's happy today? Birthday. Happy birthday.
I'm sorry I got bad intel on that. Happy birthday, Joe.
I appreciate it. And much like Aaron Rodgers, I'm celebrating my birthday dinner tonight, and then I'm going into a – it's either going to be 72 or I might go for the 100-hour water starvation so I could go into my own darkness retreat. So starting that tonight.
You already covered the Bulls. You don't need to do all that.
I've been in darkness for a while. I got you. That makes sense.
Wait a second. You decided to join us on your birthday?
We appreciate you.
Yeah, it's just another day. I got to paint a bedroom. I got a grill to build. Is it really my birthday or is it just kind of a day?
It's whatever you want it to be, Joe. We'll go with that.
There you go.
Happy birthday to Joe Cowley. Always great to talk to him. Joe Cowley, the Sun-Times Bulls reporter and the host of the Bulls Recap Podcast. We keep the guests going here on 670 The Score because we gave you the first hour to talk about the Cubs. So now we're going to shift gears and talk about the White Sox next. The man, the myth, the legend, Steve Stone, will join us next on Rahimi and Harris on The Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Steve Stone.
When I started out and Harry was my partner, he said to me, "You will find your identity." It turned out that I felt that my identity was going to be to teach as many people as I could the game of baseball.
White Sox TV analyst.
Hey, Steve, it's Chuck. I know there's two outs, but you wrote a movie in the offseason?
Yes. It's fairly unique. It is a baseball-themed movie, as you might expect. We'll see what happens. It takes a while to get these things done, by the way, as you probably know, Chuck.
Is it a comedy, a drama, a mystery?
Oh, you're going to laugh, you're going to cry, you're going to do... I mean, it brings out every emotion you have.
Steve Stone on The Score.
You know what that music means. You know what the open means. It is time to go to the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com, and that is where we bring in the man, the legend. He is Steve Stone, the White Sox analyst for CHSN. We love to talk to Stoney about all things baseball, and he joins us now on Rahimi and Harris on the Score. Hi, Stoney. How are you?
Good, Layla. How are you?
I'm good. The game last night was not great. Marshall's face kind of says it all.
Yeah, Steve. I was very I'm really kind of hurt from the one run losses, but I'm like, hey, at least they're one run losses. They'll get it together soon and they'll start winning some of these games that are so close. And then a game like last night happens and you're thinking, okay, I thought Shane Smith is definitely the all-star and he probably still will be, but it just left me at my wit's end. But that's been kind of a story for the season long. I'm wondering, Steve, how you're able to process these games. They're very different from last year's contest, but still the losing kind of persists.
Well, it certainly does that. Last night's game, the defense wasn't there. And if the defense is not there, you're probably not going to play too well because you're playing a ball club that they don't have a whole lot of thunder in that Cardinals lineup. However, they are three games over 500, and they're three games over 500 because they play almost spotless defense. Any play has to be made. The Cardinals are going to make it. They've done that for a long time. That's a team that has not given up on the prospect of going to the playoffs, although it's going to be very tough. I don't see a wild card coming out of the Central. I see the Cubs and the Cubs alone. As far as the rest of that division is concerned, maybe the Brewers can get it together. Then comes down to a general manager's race to see who makes significant deals. And we've seen a couple. The Devers deal, certainly the Giants are very happy with that. They're sitting in second place, 3.5 games in back of the Dodgers. And they've got a legitimate shot, especially with Rafael Devers. So there's a few teams looking to make some moves. And as far as the Cubs are concerned, I don't think they have to do too much. I think they're pretty good at where they are. But as far as the Sox are concerned, you know, there's going to be, by my estimation right now, as we sit here and talk today, there's six teams that are definitely sellers. So the White Sox fall into that category. I like the direction the Sox are going in as far as being more competitive in most games. You throw out last night because that was the aberration lately as opposed to the norm. And I get your point. Winning games is the key to all of this. And the Sox know they've got to do a couple of different things. Whether they do them this year or not, I'm not certain at this point. I would tend to think that they're going to address a whole lot of needs as they head into the off season and kind of take this year, be the sellers and be content with it. But I like the direction the team is going in because the young players look like they're about ready to make their mark on the game. You look at the young catching, and very rarely do you go with two rookie catchers, but the Sox are doing that. You look at Vargas coming alive recently. You take a look at some of the other youngsters. Mydroth looks to me like a guy who's going to be here for quite some time. I think his position is going to be second base. I like the fact that he played it last night. He's not going to be a shortstop because Colson Montgomery will be that guy, and eventually he's going to get here. So, look, the losses are disappointing. There's no doubt you look at this team and you say, well, the record is very similar to last year, and, you know, maybe there isn't the progress. However, there is. And I know 23-50 is nothing to feel really good about. However, after losing six games in a row and being close in most of them, you like the direction the team is going in. The two things they have to address, they know that. Power is certainly one of them. This is a power ballpark at the rate. You can't go in and let the opposing team have more power than you have. And back end of the bullpen, they've got to figure out who's going to be who. Grant Taylor might be that guy at the back end. That remains to be seen. But they're starting to put some people in positions where you can see down the road that's the positions they're going to be in.
No, I would agree with that, Steve, especially when you know, for example, you've got talent at the catcher position. When you have two up-and-coming catchers, I think that that is an incredibly good thing, especially in modern baseball. To also understand that your third baseman is hitting like the person you wanted to. Those are two places where we've seen a lot of questions for good teams. And so to have those spots, yes, I do think there are some good pieces here that they are trying to build around. How do you think this roster kind of comes together as a whole? I know you alluded to a couple of moves, but just knowing what could come down the line for this group. And for you to even have that confidence in Montgomery, I think it's notable given what we've seen and how his season has gone so far in so many different places.
Well, I think the 2 weeks that he got off to go to the facility in Glendale, Arizona, I think were really beneficial to him. Because without the pressure of a professional game, whether it's AAA or AA or the major leagues, there's a lot of pressure because, quite obviously, you want to do as well as you can possibly do, but things aren't going that well for you because of a couple of swing flaws. And so with 2 weeks of doing nothing but going over video, having the hitting gurus in Arizona kind of deconstruct that swing and say, look, this is what you have to do. And it's going to feel awkward at first, but eventually you're going to come back and things are going to go well for you. He does have power. We've seen it with a couple of two home run games. I think he has smoothed out his defense. That was something that he tried to work on last year, and certainly that's a work in progress. But there's no doubt that you want him to be able to hit the baseball, and he can give you the kind of power you're looking for, and hopefully he is that guy. So eventually we're going to have to see it in the major league, see how it plays out against major league pitchers who just don't miss all that often, don't make too many mistakes. You might get one pitch in an at-bat to hit, and you better hit it. And that's the difference between AAA and the major leagues. It's a huge jump. There's some guys who make it easily. There's some guys who don't even get to AAA. They're so good in AA, they come to the major leagues. As far as the Sox are concerned, I think what they need to do, and I mentioned two of them, I think that's obvious. We'll see how the starting pitchers work. There's two left-handers down there that look like they're going to be major league starting pitchers. One is Noah Schultz. The other is Hagen Smith. And they thought so highly of Hagen Smith, they took him in front of Jack Caglione. And Caglione would have given the Sox exactly what they need, a very big, very powerful left-hand hitter who eventually is going to hit the ball out of the ballpark consistently. But they felt the sure bet was Hagen Smith. And I believe after coming out of that program in Arkansas, this is a guy who's going to get it done. And again, that adds two starting pitchers to what already is a strength. Because if you take a look at this entire Sox team, you'd have to say that starting pitching to this point has been the strength of not only this current team, but the strength of the organization.
Steve Stone joining us here to talk about the White Sox. He is the White Sox analyst for CHSN. You can catch him on The Call. Steve, I'm looking at the minor leagues, right? And you're talking about a little bit about the pitching that they have down there. When you look at position player wise, post trade deadline, because I'm pretty sure Luis Robert Jr., maybe Mike Tauchman, some of the other guys won't be here. Who is it that you most want to see position player wise up and doing something that's not already here? Because they've had done a nice job of getting guys up to the majors in the first half of the season.
Well, I think one of the things that the Sox have struggled with is the development of position players. And I think with Chris Getz coming in, and a lot of people, they take a look at Chris Getz. He's not a loud guy. He's a very quiet guy. He's a cerebral guy. He was one of those players in the major leagues who was never a star. He was good enough to get here, but not good enough to be a star. And when you have that in your resume, you have to be much more analytical, much more thoughtful. You have to figure out exactly what it takes for you to stay around in the major leagues, and Chris was able to do that. But one of the great things that he has done, which is something that I believe that you can't really underscore, short sell, is the fact that he has redeveloped a front office and invited some guys into that front office who are very good at what they do. And you take a look around. Let's talk about Josh Barfield coming over from the Diamondbacks. He's going to be a general manager in a few years. Right now, he's one of those guys that really understands the game. His father also was a major league player. He was raised in a major league atmosphere, and he understands what it takes to put this team together. Then you look at Jin Wong, who spent a lot of time in Kansas City, along with Gene Watson, another guy that Chris brought in. These two guys were responsible for putting together really strong Kansas City teams, who went from a 100-loss every year team to a team that was not only contending but eventually winning the World Series. And so those three guys have done a real good job. Brian Bannister to shore up the pitching coming in, and everywhere he's gone they've said the same thing. I mean, this guy really understands pitching, really understands how to make pitching better. And he was able to bring these guys in and a few more to revamp what, in my estimation, was a bit of a weakness for the White Sox. And right now, I think that front office is a strength. And I think you can't look at it today and say, well, this is where they're at, so those guys aren't doing the job, because it takes a while to reassemble a really strong organization, and that means top to bottom, as well as then getting players as far as scouting and player development that can help you in the major leagues. And there's two ways to work that. You develop players. Number one, you have guys to trade. And number two, you have guys you can bring to your major league team and slowly assemble that team. So I see a bright future for the Sox. It's not going to come quite as quickly as a lot of the fans would like. It's not coming quite as quickly as I would like. However, you have to look at reality. And when you're down and when you're losing 100 games, you look like what the Houston Astros used to look like. Then all of a sudden, the Astros, through their organization, they brought up Altuve and they brought up Tucker. And they brought up a number of different guys that made that team into a winning team, a team that won the World Series, a team that contends just about every year. And it's an object lesson in baseball. You have to be patient, even though you don't want to be. And you have to have a good front office to be able to get you the talent you need, both in the major leagues and for trades.
Steve Stone, we appreciate your time and your perspective, as always. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Steve.
It's my pleasure. Have a good broadcast, and we'll talk down the road.
Also, thanks, to you, have a good broadcast, Steve. We wish you all the best today. And, of course, any day that we don't get to talk to you in person. We will have more next on Raheemy and Harris on the Score. Steve just puts me in a good mood. It's just nice to talk to him.
Well, he knows how to put a positive spin on news that just seems otherwise bad, like the fact that the White Sox have lost six in a row.
Well, yeah, there's that. And we didn't even have time to ask Steve about another question we had, so hopefully we get to do that soon, because baseball trade deadline, I think, is going to matter to the Sox. So coming up next, it is halftime. Marshall, you and I have had our fair share of relationship discussions, and not necessarily ours, but things we've heard or things we examined, et cetera.
I love relationship discussions. It's my favorite thing.
And, you know, we've come across some crazy ex stories.
Oh, you got a crazy ex story for us?
I think this one might be the wildest one I've heard.
That is quite the reach. So I want to go with you up the journey.
I cannot name something that is this is big. So we'll examine next. Raheemy and Harris on 670 The Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What time is it?
It's halftime.
It is halftime. And we had all these plans. We had all these, like, production plans. We meet every morning, and we were gonna present you all of the cool elements audio-wise and discussion-wise from the Pete Crow Armstrong game last night, a.k.a. the game where the Cubs beat the Brewers. But then we decided, no, we're just going to let the people have it. So we did. And did you have... You celebrated the Cubs 5-3 win over the Brewers with us. You talked about Pete Crow Armstrong. We asked and answered the question in many ways. He is the most exciting player in Chicago sports since who? And you gave us a lot of feedback. And if you did not have time to call or you were on the text line, we didn't see it, I don't care. Go find us on the meatball machine.
That's
another
great
way.
Idea.
Yeah, just vet your thoughts there. Go to the Odyssey app. Go leave a voice message. Find 670 The Score. That's where you can go to the meatball machine. Tell us what you think there. We had so many good texts and calls, we couldn't handle all the content. So thanks for participating with us.
Layla, if I may interject, I just want to really quickly, if you missed it, use the rewind feature also and just go back and listen to that first hour. But also, my top five submissions from the people, no particular order. I don't want people to think I'm ranking them. Bobby Hull, Patrick Kane, Devin Hester, Derrick Rose, Javi Baez.
And there it is from Marshall. So that's what he had to say. Joe Calley joined us at 11 to talk about apparently a done deal. An extension confirming the Drew Stevens report from the Bigs Media.
That wasn't even the biggest news.
That Arturas Karnišovas had been extended. We also heard, of course, his discussion on Billy Donovan and the impending contract extension as well.
$30 million going rate. Then they need to go
and
somewhere
else. He confirmed the price for Josh Giddey, and we just talked to Steve Stone.
It's halftime.
Here's the headline. This is of all the crazy X stories.
Give it to me.
In my many years of life, frankly, my many years of knowing friends and crazy X stories, this is it. I don't know how it gets much crazier than this. Texas man discovers ex-fiance married him without his knowledge after finding package at home days after the breakup. I rest my case.
Wait, no. We need...
Yup.
Read the headline one more time.
Texas man discovers ex-fiance married him without his knowledge after finding package at home days after the breakup.
What was... Okay, just go ahead.
And having been married in Texas, I'm confused as to how this process occurred. A 42-year-old Texas man discovered he was married to his ex-fiance without his knowledge when the marriage certificate arrived at his home just days after they broke up. Like, what were you thinking?
I'm just trying to follow you right now because I'm confused.
Kristen Marie Spearman, 36, is accused of sending her ex a gift bag from Bath and Body Works.
Okay.
It's tremendous. That contain some products and a copy of an officiated marriage license with their names on June 13th. This according to a Fox station that I think is out of Waco. Spearman allegedly also included a photo of herself holding up the document that legally recognized their relationship. The spooked victim, who is not being named by authorities, admitted that the pair was in a relationship around June 2nd. When they went to the county clerk's office to receive a marriage license. Both parties must appear in person and have valid ID to receive an application for a marriage license, according to the McLennan County website. That is the county that houses Waco.
Okay, that makes sense.
Spearman and her ex-fiance, though, never made it to the altar. The pair got into an argument when the victim allegedly claimed he didn't want to be in a relationship with her anymore.
That's how
Spearman
these things go.
Seemingly had other plans for their future. Because the thing is, to be officially married in Texas, you apply for the license. But then the officiant has to then ratify it. That's how that works.
So they did apply for the license together.
Evidently. It's Beverly Hills, which is a suburb of Waco. Let's not get crazy. Beverly Hills Police Chief Corey Martin claims Spearman went behind the victim's back and convinced a pastor to certify a marriage. That's where the officiant comes in. Even though the man wasn't in attendance or even aware of a ceremony. Quote, I don't think in 23 years I've ever heard of anybody who somehow managed to get married to somebody who wasn't present for the ceremony, Chief Martin said out loud. After the Reverend signed off on the fraudulent wedding, Spearman took a certified marriage license to her local county clerk's office and filed the certificate with the officials. Yeah, there was a step that was missing in all of this, and now we got to figure it out.
Okay, so the step that was missing was two people
have to be... The officiant has to ratify it.
Right. That's and so both of them signed the initial paperwork.
But right, but it's not valid until you get the officiant to commemorate it.
And they
it.
Both have to be there for the officiant to ratify it.
I supposedly, but apparently
because I thought you just
case.
Go to the courthouse and get married. You just go, both people are there, you
I
sign the paperwork.
I applied for a license with my then future ex-husband, fiance at the time. Then days later, we got married. It was a couple weeks, I think. Maybe, I don't know. So then we got married. I was there. So was he. And then subsequently divorced. We were also present for that as well. So that's how it worked for me in Texas. So the stunned victim learned about the marriage filing days after he dumped her. So she took the marriage license to the county clerk's office, filed it, was like, nope, we're married. This is incredible.
I don't know the divorce rules in Texas.
Oh, well, I don't know how this where this would fall. I believe it's 90 days from when you file to the waiting period to when you can officially get divorced, I believe. At least that's what it was when I was.
Wouldn't it be more of an annulment that quickly?
Or it was fraudulent to begin with.
Well, that too.
The chief says he's talked to the victim and he's going to have to go through a significant process to try to fix it. Here's the other part of this. So in Texas, at least when I got married, you had to file separate paperwork to prevent your name from being changed automatically.
Oh, that's how Texas rolls.
It did. I mean, yeah, when I had that happen. So I had to like... And if you get divorced, you have to file separate paperwork and separate clauses, et cetera. Yes. I think my ex-husband had to agree with it.
If I'm ever fortunate enough, blessed enough to get married, I will not be like, you got to change your name. I'll just be like, yeah, you do what you do.
So the police did arrest her and they did charge her with third degree felony stalking. She was booked into the McLennan County Jail. This is the biggest crazy ex story I've ever heard. I don't know that anything ever tops this.
Well, people like murder their like, exes. So.
Right, but to get married and... Yeah, I mean, that's the extreme.
This
but
is
I'm
probably
saying,
the strangest story that we've heard.
Surprise, we're married.
This is extreme too, let's be clear. This is very extreme as well.
Like I know that it's not fun to break up, but you just need to accept it sometimes.
Listen, I've been broken up with. It's all good, man. There's always somebody else around the corner. I promise you that.
Did somebody not think like step two through? Like what happens after it happens? Did you think about that part?
I think she thought I've got him trapped. I think that's how that. Do you think she was rational in her anything in this story?
6'3" Jordan Hudson is the ex in this story.
Oh, that's tough. That's tough. That's
Man,
really tough.
I don't even know where to begin with this.
I think we've done what we need to do with this story. Let people know that you need to be aware that the person you're involved with, the exit strategy is key.
You better rip up that marriage license. Also, were they just like so in love that they thought they wanted to get married and then suddenly he's like, nah, never mind. And she's like, too late. Bye.
By the tone of the story, I think she talked him into getting married and then he had regrets and he said, well, let's call it off now. Better to call off before the marriage happens than after the fact. That's smart on his part.
Well, and then the marriage happened anyway.
You know, they say the best time to break up was yesterday. The next best time is today.
They also say that about finance, planting a tree.
That can be applied in a lot of different places.
Yeah. And it should look, not only can it be, it should be.
So, yeah, that was a new one for me. That's a whopper of a tale for sure.
Yeah.
I just can't believe they actually let it happen. Like, how do you explain to somebody, oh, yeah, he's not here? Man.
You know what it doesn't apply to? That rule I just said? Doesn't apply to 5-on-it because there's only one best time to do 5-on-it.
That's typically at noon.
Yes.
Unless our show is short.
And then it's 11.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or it's earlier. Just depends on the day. 5-on-it is next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.